אם החוקוי תהיה לכו, שתהיו המילים בתורה, אדם לאומול יולד. It doesn't say אדם ללימוד יולד. אדם לאומול יולד. Because באמת, a person, even before he's נוילד, is already learning Torah. They may even a person is learning Torah. So a person is noilad not for limud haTorah that he's already doing. He's noilad for ameilus baTorah. It brings down from the Gra when a person is born beemes he's a plag guf because beemes he has a shutif with his benzog with his wife and it's nevad and he has to go be mechazer al avidosoy. That a person finds his zivuk. K'moikein zoktegoin is the same thing with Torah. When a person before he's noilad, he has another half that the chelik of his of himself that's the Torah that he learned to be me'imoy, and that also is nifrad from him, and that also you have to go search. Now the difference is the zivug is with a mitzvah, is a chipus, and you find it as a mitzvah. By the chelik of the Torah that a person has to find zoktegoin, that comes to durch hamelus. The hamelus is how you come through to that to you chelik and Torah that was already a part of you, and the amelus is gufa your chelik and Torah. The far state your gata v'loy masasa al tamin. Your gata v'loy masasa al tamin, because if you were your geya, that itself is the messiah. That itself is the your chelik and Torah. So loy masasa is al tamin. Avadis masasa. The yegi alein is the masasa. Now the maila of Torah that nitnis ba'omol is the pshat roitza adam b'kav shaloi mitisha kavan shal chaveiroi. When the Torah was given to you as a matana, that's not yours that you were coin it. A person has the bazundu rechavivus to something that he was omolin, because then it became tak a chelik of him. It's the kav shaloi, it became his. That's the way you make the kinyan. Dor hamelus. State Shetiu Amelim Batoira. I saw a pshat from the Mor Vashemesh. He says Amelim Batoira. Like we said, it says Bereshis. We say it's Bishvil Reshis. Bishvil Hatoira Shenikoreshis. So also Shetiu Amelim is Batoira. Before the Toira, Bishvil Hatoira. That says even if someone is Boicher to be Omel for Parnosa, it should be it should be that the Ikrama Torah is for the Torah. That says even the Rambam's Balabos that learns only 8 hours a day and is Isaac B'Parnasati a little bit. It should be the Amelus that he does, it should be the Ikra and the Tafel, it should be B'Shvil HaTorah. Merenish to Omle HaTorah, that a person has to realize that to him, the Amelus Batayra has to be kashir, that he's taka learning the whole day. It's not a kunz that someone is learning the amount of hours that the Balabas learns. If the person has the yecholus and was given his damnut, the opportunity to be able to be Omel Batayra Gansatov, Yoimon Valayla, that's what it's for the Zichtanim. The pasuk is mamshechem v'chukoyte telechu v'rasati gishmeichem v'itam v'nosna ha'aret yivulo. The Gemara says in Megillah that the targum shall neviim yoyus and benuziel omroi mitichagai zachari yomalachi and is dazeya eret yisrael dalud meyes parsal dalud meyes parsal. When the targum of the neviim was given over, the eret yisrael was nizazeya shokelzich, the eret shokelzich. It's mavur there in Taisus Rira on the Gemara Megillah, because vibalt the targum was written on the Nevi'im, it would be less amelus b'Torah. Nevi'im, learning Nevi'im, Haravani, and the targum that was given on the Nevi'im, it's a kifeldi as an amelus b'Torah. So that's the Taich Efsher nizadzeya ha'aretz, because the pasuk says in bechukayte telechu, which is amelus b'Torah, and the haftoch is nasati gishmeichem be'itom v'nosna ha'aretz yivula. So that's why when it was knitten the targum Al-Nevi'im, which the Torah is written already, is Mabgish, but that is going to fill in Amelus Batorah. And there's that day, Eretz Yisrael, because the Haftotah here is the Geshem and the Aretz. That's the Haftotah. If you do a, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh has 42 pshatim on the pasuk of the Mekukaisa Teleichu, there's a ganze meisa wegen dem, aber take, steht da, da sach, sach, verschiedene Mahalchen, kedai zum Eindringen. Venosati geschmeichen beitam, das doch ist im Tiu, amelam batoira, venosati geschmeichen beitam. Versteht sich, der Oifer of the pasuk is, im Mekukaisa Tim Osu. Now Tim Osu, L'chayra is Shalai Tiyu Ameilu B'Tayra. The minute it's already Shalai Tiyu Ameilu B'Tayra, that's a shoy. In B'chukai Tei Tamasu, L'chayra, that's the double before. Tashrek L'chazak. Aber stated the Hatzokha V'Nasati Gishmeichem V'Itam, there's a shayna diyek, Gishmeichem. It could have said V'Nasati Gishomim V'Itam. The Hadgosha of Gishmeichem is because the Pasuk is being mafgish to Geshem, which is the rain, or if you want to touch it to Gashmias, the Shefa of Gashmias that comes down to the world is because of the Yidden. If there's any Shefa in the world, it's because it's because of the Yidden. It's Gishmeichem, it's the Yidden. As the Regen Zich Shoyim, the Regen Zich Oichet Ha'ad Umas Ha'oilam. As the Kumshayin HaShefa to the world, Beglal the Yidden comes Oichet HaShefa to the rest of the world. But the Tzura, how the Eivet Zich is the Shefa, it's V'Nasati Gishmeichem V'Yitam. Klal Yisrael was Omal V'Toyra, Kum V'Nasati Gishmeichem, you are Geshem, it's the Yidden Geshem, they were kind. There's a Maisa once, there was a drought, in the times of the Rishonim, Rabbeinu Kreshkas, they made a tefillah for the Geshem, and the Rabbeinu Kreshkas spoke Divrei Yisroel, but he said, I mean on the Maisa, he said, Lonu Hamayim, if you know there's a Pasuk, when Yitzchak and the Avimelech, they're fighting about the water, about the Boirois, the Lashon, there was Lonu Hamayim, it comes unto the Vasser, it's our water. So he was Magish, when he was Ma'alud Vorim, he said, Lonu Hamayim. So come to us, if a person is, in Mechukai Tzat Aleichu, Gishmeichem, Taka, the Yidin Geshem. And everything is like that. We know that the Emes is, that those before in the Gemara, that the Zorah, that Bey, that the Verizano Bridge is there, so the Neitarah should be able to quickly get to Lakewood. Pasha that's like, Gishmeichem, it's under it. Out of sleep, the one there, Torah. V'nosati Gishmeichem be'itom, we're saying the Geshem is the Gashmias. There's a verse when the Magadim is rich. Yes, Gashmias. But a person has to know, and the Rosh Hashiva spoke about it, but it's Chilas Hazman, that Gashmias is a stira be'etzim to the Amelus Batoy. Koidim she yispal odom, she yikonis toiru l'toich mega, yikonis shaloi, yikonis madanis, toisis n'ksubis, Tana de Velio. So there's a taita v'nasati gishmeichem be'itom that we're asking, the Abbas is Mafia said it would be that the gishomim, the gashmias, would be be'itom. Be'itom is money for the proper amount. I mean, I mentioned with 11, but for the proper, with the proper share, with the proper amount. Whatever is necessary for the Liman HaTorah, or for what's not necessary, is showing a sphere. V'nasati gishmeichem be'itom, the right amount, the right time, that's how much gashmias the person should have. There's a verse from the Akedah. The Gemara's lesson always is Chesuri Mechzura V'Hachi Katani. Chesuri Mechzura. If a person is a little chaser in the Gashmias, then V'Hachi Katani. Azoi learns it. With a bit a little bit less Gashmias. Chesuri Mechzura V'Hachi Katani. At Azoi learns it. Medetzel Tamaisa. Which Baruch Ber. Baruch came to Kamenitz and in those days, they would go eat by different people. As I said, they made a seder advarim. So he came in, he was miskabel to the yeshiva, and Baruch Ber told him, okay, so Yom Rishon, you're eating by him, and Yom Shlishi by this one, and by Yom Chamishi, this one. And the person said, what about Monday and Wednesday? So Baruch Ber said, well, you come to Essen. You come to learn. You came to rest. Yedetog Essen. But under Musogit, Medetzel that Baruch Ber's hachroah to go to America, to collect money for the yeshiva, they came in, the Bachman came into Reb Ruvain, and they said the yeshiva was only giving dry bread, a mold, it was a bit of matzah, they had also butter, putter. And then, the matzah was even shverer, the matzah in the yeshiva, and they weren't giving butter, and the Bachman came to Reb Ruvain Grzovsky, and then he went into the shverer, to Bachber, he said, the Bachman said, for the matzah is, as for Rash, Gemara Rashi came on learning, but for toys is fodder, it's putter. Yeah. We're handling in an under a door of Shefa, but a person has to know, Chesuri Mesra, V'hochi Katani, V'nasati Gishmeichem, V'itom. Now the Torah is mafdiach over here. In b'chukayt teleichu v'nasati gishmeichem v'itom v'not nor tivula. There's a taich over here. Possibly you learn a schar v'oinish. It's a schar b'chukayt teleichu an oinish b'chukayt teimosel. Zok the altar in slabot. It's not a gather of schar. The Torah is not saying schar b'hai mitzvah b'hai al malekah. That's not the taich over here. It's not mitzvah b'hai al malekah. It's a mitzvah. Azoi fierzech the welt. And he says the taich. Everyone knows. So what happens after the rain comes down? What's the teva? Right? It's schar because the rain came down, so we give a schar that the yavul will come out. That's the teva ha'olam. The gishomim comes down, the yavul comes up. That's the teva, that the nasati gishmeichem be'itom leads to v'nos na'aret yavul. Kachu minogu shaloylam. Kachu gam came in August Shiloyim, and B'chukoy say, Teilechu, Zayt the Metzias, Tev, and Asati Gishmeicham Beitam. It's a Metzias, it's a Teva, Azoi Firtach the Velt. Stay to Behemshach in the Sukkim, Vishbati Chayaro min Ha'oretz. Vishbati Chayaro min Ha'oretz, the Torah's coin, and brings the Machloikis Tanoim. What does it mean, Vishbati? There's not going to be any more Chayas Roy. So there's a Machloikis in the Torah's coin, and Rabbi Yehuda mit Rav Shimon. Rav Yehuda says it means sheyichlu achayis menorot. The Eibush will take them away. They'll be nizbar from the oil. They won't exist. He'll take away the wild animals. Rav Shimon says no. They're still going to be around. No, they won't be mazik. Yisharu achlo yaziku. They won't damage. They won't be wild. They won't attack. But they'll still be there. The same Rav Yehuda says nishbati means they'll totally disappear. And Rav Shimon says no. They'll be there. They won't bite. They won't have the danger. So Zokrab. Cheskel Abramsky. Rabbi Nasugi and Sochem from Tashbisu. Here also we're talking about Vihishbati. What means Tashbisu? Does Tashbisu mean Levarim in Ha'oilom to really get it out of the world and see if it's gone? Or no? Vihishbati is Bisu, the Levoy. It's still there. Actually, it's still Chometz. You have to know the different Shatim and Bisu, but you took the bite out of it. So I have Biku. Azoi Vihizom Achloikis. In Tashbisu, Rav Yehuda, Lishitosoi, and Birchomet al Bistrefa. Mefrek, if an Yeshua asks, so how do you do Bittel? It's a big tumult. If Rav Yehuda holds back Bistrefa, you can't be Mefarer of Azoir Leruah. Of a Bittel Belev, yeah. How could Mefarer of Azoir Leruah be worse than Bittel Belev? The answer is Nizn and Dachwin. Of Alam again, Rav Yehuda says, no, you need Mefarim and Oil of Bistrefa. And the other option is no, that Tashbisu means Bittel Belev. You take the bite out of the Chomet. Kimoikain is Lishitosim, the same Achloik, it's in Bishbati, like Asugi from Bishbati. If the Hishbati means there will be Yichlum in Ha'aretz, they'll totally be gone, or no, there's Lo Yaziku. So it's a Lishitosa in Tashbisu. Habach declared, Zogin, Efshin, Toysi says, and the Beis and Sochim, so why do you have to be Boidik and be Mavar the Chometz? Takim is a rice of a bittel Baal Masagi. So Toysi Shem Yobil Ochma. So Efshin Oichat in the Hishbati, the Eberster takes away the Chayas. If he takes it away, Mitzvah, it's an Adir. But if it's only Yisharu Achlo Yaziku, it's a blight to Chash Shem Yavoyu Le'ochvoy after Chayas. In the Eberster Dard Neuchit, it's better than Hishbati that's in Gansan Adir. So Nishvayin can Shem Yavoyu Le'ochvoy. Who like? The next after the state, the Hemshech, V'nasati Sholim Ba'oritz, Dr. Rashi, Shem Atoimru, Hari Michael, Hari Mister, that was already a mufta, but it ain't Sholem in Kulum, it's not worth anything if there's no Sholem. That's why the Abbas is Mashiach, also Sholem. And Rashi Ferzois, the Chain, who Oimer? Oitha Sholem, Uvoiri et Akoil. A mod Nezach. The Pasuk in Yeshai is Yoitha Oir, Uvoiri Choshech, Oitha Sholem, Uvoiri Ra. In the Nusach HaTfilah and Shacharis in the Brocha, we changed it, Chazal changed it to Uvayri Etakol. Rashi's quoting the Siddur, he's not quoting the Pasuk in Yeshayah. He's quoting the Nusach HaTfilah. The Chain Hu Oimer Oyeth HaSholem Uvayri Etakol. And if it would be Oyeth HaSholem Uvayri Ra, it's not bringing out the point. Rashi wants to bring out the Ma'ilas HaSholem. Sarachian, he's quoting the Siddur. According to Siddur. Aber Rashi says, if there wouldn't be Shalom, it's not worth it. So Zok Techatam Soifer, why would I think there's no Shalom? The Abraham was already Mashiach, Michael and Mishnah. So you'll say, but it's not worth it if there's no Shalom. Favos Olech Meinen, why would I think there's no Shalom? Zok tech some paper shine of shaft. The pasuk says Yisa Hashem pana ve'lecha v'yotin l'cha sholim. So the Gemara says in Brachas Apchot, why you maftia sholim to the Yidden? It says, Ashalo Yisa pana v'leika shoykat, why are you promising them sholim? Zok to Gemara, Gemara Brachas, the Eberta says back to the Malachim, I said in my Torah, v'achalto v'savoto v'irachto, that you only have to make Brachas HaMazon when you have Kidei Sviya. And Klal Yisrael is medastik and al-atmo and al-kizayis, al-kibayis, that they must be to make Brachas HaMazon even on a small share. That's why I maftia them sholim. Dr. Chassam Seif Amir the Gazach. The Emet Mederaisi only chai by Kadei Sviya, which is a few baits in, let's say. Klai Yisrael, Machim Amor. From a Kadei Sviya, they're making Bech Samad. Or Bishtei Toh, that the Eber says, Vachaltam Lach Mechem L'Soiva, which means, Rashi explains, a brocha in the Meayim, that you'll eat a small amount and you're already going to be Kadei Sviya. Yesh Lodin, even less than a Kadei Sviya. And the Emet, Yesh Lodin, Halacha Lamait, if a person in the Metzias would have Kadei Sviya on less than a Kadei Sviya, Mechu even Bech Samad, Doi Raisa, because he has Kadei Sviya. Basically, on pocket me kazayis basis. Or bechotch on a kazayis, if he was kadei sviya, zichra de raisa. On pocket me kazayis, yesh lepalpa. No. If there's already a brocha ben ayin, so then the eight kazayis, the chayat kadei sviya. Then they don't deserve sholin. The Eberster is menamek. The reason why he's giving sholin is because the yidin are machmar al atman to be mavarach by kazayis. So shem atoymer harei michael harei miste, zot rashi. So now there won't be sholin. So the haftoch of sholin is mikoyach this, that they're machmar al atman. So the Eberster, I'll promise you sholin also. So you have this metzias, that a me'ayim, sometimes you come to the Kadei Sviya very, very, with a small amount. So there's a beautiful pshat on that floor. The Gemara says, the pasuk says later, by the Teicha, v'achaltem v'loitzis bo. So Rashi says you'll have a curse in the me'ayim, that's fakir. Zuhi ma'ara b'taik me'ayim, you'll eat a lot and you're still not saveya. So it's interesting, the Gemara says in Brachas Tavchos, where they were talking about being moiti someone else, Brachas Hamozin. So the Gemara says, be'emes a ben, a katan can be mevarach la'ovid, and an isha can be mevarach la'bayla. Over Adam Chachonim, Tavay Me'er La'Adam, that his Ishtay was one of his Mavarach and like. Pashit, it means, if he doesn't even know how to bench by himself, we're cursing him. It's a kumdeh, he has to have his son benching for him. Zokta Asla, no, Tavay Me'er means this Me'er, because the Gemara explains there, Akatam is only Mechuyim Midrab Bonon. How can he be mighty his father? So the Gemara says, we're going in a case that the Katan ate a Shir Dairais of Kadei Sviya. And the father only ate and the Rabbanon Shir, he wasn't Saveya. Zokta Asla, that's how it goshes. He should have a me'era. Me'era is this me'era that Rashi brings, that it's a me'era b'toicha me'ayim, that he's not saveya. Then it works out that the son who's a cousin can be mighty the father who's a gadol, because the father ate not kidei sviya. Ktas tzorachin, the same Mishnah talks about saying halel, and it says that the son can say halel for the father, and it says tavi me'era l'adam shebenoi mighty. I say that, but there it's not by achila. But by achila, that's how he's mafarish. That's how he's mafarish the pasuk. You have by the Teich of the Tamil Rik Koychachem. So there's a pshat, the Sifra brings, because there would be a matzav that a person would marry off his daughter and he would give a lot of money for the Nadin, and then right after the Yimei Amishteh, his daughter would be Nifter, Rachman of Islam. So he's Koyver as Bitoi and he's Ma'abed as Mamoini, because he gave all the money to the Aden. And he's Koyver as Bitoi, Vima'abed as Mamoini. The Tamil Rik Koychachem, everything that you did, all the money you established, and the daughter, and Beidr is Avek, the Koyver is Bitei Ma'abed is Lamoin. So there's a Pshah, it's still brought down, Rabbeinu Tam made a Takonah, it's brought down in Sefer Yoshua Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam made a Takonah, that in Fazam might have happened, that if the person is, the daughter, the wife, the daughter is Nifter, right after the Chasana, within the first year or two, in the Chodesh, the money goes back to the Shver. There was a Takonah that Rabbeinu Tam made. And they say, Pshah, that that's why his name is Rabbeinu Tam, because he made a Tikkun on Vitam Larik Koychachem, that the pasuk is saying that it's going to be, everything is going to go away. He made a tikkun on it, v'tam l'rik koychachem. Now it's interesting, also in this parasha, there's another inyan of Rabbeinu Tam, because the pasuk says, the Gemara says in Shabbos, afternoon, hey, tamas chus avos. Tamas chus avos. And Frek Taisus, how could it be tamas chus avos? Shteit v'zacharti, as b'risi Yaakov, as b'risi Yitzchak, shteit that the Yebris, there's a ganta tumul there in Taisus, there's different shotim. Rabbeinu Tam is mefarish over there in Taisis that he's mechalik. The Moshul, the re over there says only tzaddikim have schus avos. The Rishoyim Taka don't have schus avos anymore. I mean, Tam is mechalik. No, there's a chiluk between schus avos and bris avos. The bris avos loy tam. Schus avos tam. Bris avos loy tam. It makes a tzvei dinim. Schus avos and bris avos. So the Erez Rabbeinu Tam, he's the one that was malam schus even on the Rishoyim, that they're going to have still they're going to have Toschus Shabbos. There's no Chabshat in Rabbeinu Tam. The Pasuk says, V'zocharti as Britzi Yaakov, V'apes Britzi Yitzchok, V'apes Britzi Avram. So the Mepharshim will talk about why it says it in Shaloi Kesidron. It says first, it says the other Shaloi Kesidron, Yaakov, Yitzchok, Avram. And many Pshatim. So I saw a Pshat of Chaim Kanievsky brings that when a person remembers something, when you there, you're remembering back what something happened, you work your way backwards. So over here we're talking about the Zocharti, the Zikaron works its way backwards. So first it's Zayisha Yaakov, then Yitzchak, then Avram. The Zikaron, you work your way the later there, and then you go back to the previous door. That's how Zikaron works. And so brought down on this idea a Maisa with Rav Meir Shapiro in Lublin. He once went to Kibre Tzadikim in Lublin, and he didn't know, he had a shaila, he's going to be mispalel on the Kibre Tzadikim, and he didn't know, on one hand, in this Beit HaKvaris in Lublin is the kever from the Choizim in Lublin, who was nifted, let's say, 100 years before. This is talking 100 years ago, 80 years ago, so this is 100 years before. And there was also people, the Marami Lublin, Gedolei Olam from Mamish 300-500 years before then. And he wasn't sure, who do you go back? Who do you go first? Do you go to the Gar earlier generations? Or Faker Al Zikar, and you go first to the one that's closer to our door. And there's a Chisveket in this Nakuda. And he said, I have a raya from this Pasuk, V'zacharti as Britzi Yaakov, and then Yitzchak, and then Avram. So he was Machriya to go to the Chayzim Lublin, who was Nifter much later, and then afterwards to the Maram, because of this Cheshvan, that the Karan goes that way. And it's Mavon Alarayin, he came to the Kever of the Chayzim Lublin, the Chayzim's name was Yaakov Yitzchok ben Avram. The Gechata, they took it rough in the Dazda. You have later in the Parshas B'chukotai, after the whole Toshacha, you have Parshas Eruchin. After a Yid gets a Toshacha, when they get them a Pash, there's a message over here that after the Toshacha, every Yid has to know, every Yid has an Eruch Shoveh. That's the message. Takim the Kimta Pash, over every Yid can come through. And he has the same erech that Moshe Rabbeinu, that David HaMelech, that anyone would have. He also has that erech. Every Yid has an erech. So come to Pasha, but come to afterwards, the message of erechim. Now the Pasha is also a vort, a zog from a vortner, Shir HaShirim, states the ganze the yachas from the Kaddish Baruch Hu, the Rabbanu Shalom, the Klal Yisrael, in Shir HaShirim states oichet hikuni upitzuuni. That is oichet in Shir HaShirim. That is oichet abitui from Ava from the Rabbanu Shalom. That's the Toichacha. But not in the message is Taka, this Erechim. But if the person has to listen to the Toichacha also, the Bir Halacha brings. There are people that think, by the Toichacha they go out, they don't hear the Kriyas HaTorah, and the Lois Tachavek. The game is it's there, it's a Metzias HaTorah. And that's the way the Yachas from the Rabbi Yishlam with Klai Yisrael. There's the Toichacha, but it's Erechim. You have at the end of the Parsha, V'choil, Meister, Bokar, Bitsoin, Koydash, Yavar, Takas, Ashovet, Ha'asiri, Yi, Koydash, Lashem. There's a board for Rav Shamshin, Mastropolia. We know there was Asura Haruge Malchus. He brings down that Asura Haruge Malchus is Kneged, Asura Tashvotim, that were Mishtatef and Mechiris Yosef. And he says each one of the Asura Haruge Malchus Taka was from one of the Shvotim. It's Taka Mechuvan that each one of the Nerogim of the Asura Haruge Malchus was from one of the Shvotim. And we know that really there's only 9 Shvatim, Binyamin, Reuben, and Yosef, and not in the Cheshbon. So, the 10th was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mishtatef Imam. So the 10th Haruge Malchus is Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is Negerim. He's not from a Shevet. Rabbi Akiva is connected to the Rabbanu Shleilam Alein. So he says, it's Nirmaz in this Pasuk. V'chol Maser Bokar V'tzoyin, he wants to say it's the Rosh HaTevis. V'yegu Kulam Lama Meis Akiva. Meis Rabbi Akiva. Shahaya Roya Bokar Batsoin Koil Eser Yavar, all the other nine that went through that Eser Gemalchus Tachat Hashavet is Meshach Shaychi to one of the Shvatim. Asiri, Rabbi Kiva, the tenth one, he Akkadish Lashem. He's the one that's Mechoven Kenegad Rabbi Nishman. And they bring down, that's the shot that Shimon Amsuni was Zayrish Kol Esen Shabbat Zayr, but when he came to Es Hashem Alekech Hatira, he was Pirish. Of Rabbi Kiva was Mefarish. Le Rabbi Tami Bechachomim, Rabbi Kiva, who's Kenegad Kavi Yochel, he's the one that's able to darshan Es Hashem Le Rabbi Tami Bechachomim. Rabbi Kiva was the one that darshaned Es Hashem l'Rabbi Tami Dechachomim. But Zunda Rabbi Kiva Tuch Kesvodet Kovid Hadodi Bein Tami Dechachomim. And that's why the Esrim V'Arba Elis Tami Dechachomim Rabbi Kiva Tami Dechachomim with Rabbi Kiva's memory. I saw a different shot go down that Rabbi Kiva was the one that says on the Pasuk V'Ahaf L'Reach HaKamoicha, Rabbi Kiva is the one that said Zeh Klal Godol Batoira. So weiter, that's why they have Gechepet with that memory from the Rebbe Rabbi Kiva. And that's why it was so kichut asayra, the dikta kaleim, on the inyan of v'haftal l'reicha kamoicha. Me'idach gisa, I heard tumfakert, that Rabbi Kiva was mechadish v'haftal l'reicha kamoicha after the misa, esrim v'arba elatim. And that was the limo that Rabbi Kiva learned. When it's a chtugachach from the esrim v'arba elatim, afterwards was mechadish. On that, Rabbi Kiva, at the pasuk, v'haftal l'reicha kamoicha, pasuk in kedoshim, Rabbi Kiva darshan, Zekla Gadol B'Torah. So it's two Malchus. Either he was said Zekla Gadol B'Torah, and that's why there was such a diktuk Gadol on his Talmidim, or Fakir, he was Mechadish the Yisoid, not them. Lag Boimer is brought down Talmidi Rabbi Kiva Pasku Milomus. So fret the Prichodosh. If it's Pasku Milomus, so Fakir, all 24,000 Talmidim died. What's the greater Simcha? On Lag Boimer, Faker, they all died. It didn't stop the Magefa. It stopped, it ran out. All the Talmidim were nifter. And they fracked the Prichadish. So the Prichadish learns that the Simcha was on the five new Talmidim. It was on the five new Talmidim that he was spelled avek, a new Mitzoyrus HaTayra, with Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, Rav Elazar ben Shamua, Rav Shimon bar Yochai, and Rav Nechemia. And I heard even a pshat that on Lag Boimer there's an Indian on these five Talmidim. Oichet Rav Shimon bar Yochai, on Oichet, Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, Bar Eloi, Rav Elazar ben Shamua, and Rav Nechemia. All five of them. In Allah, the Chameshes Talmidei Rav Akiva, where the Simcha was on the Hamadas Talmidim Achadoshim, on the five new Talmidim. The Maril explains differently. He says, also, he asked the Kasha, they all died. What's the Simcha? He says, they really died entirely through Pesach and Shavuos, during the 49 days. But they weren't Nifter on Shabbos, and they weren't Nifter on Yom Tov. And not on Rosh Chodesh, on Lag Boimer, yeah, Lag Boimer, Yud Ches Iyar wasn't a unique tarich then. But if you make the cheshbon, if you count out Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos, and Yom Tov, there was 33 days that they were nifter, and that's why we make the cheshbon 33 days. The Marsha in Moed Katan, Daf Chof Ches, brings that a person after he's 20 lives another 50 years, then Shivim Shona, so after a person becomes Ben Esrim, he has another 50 years. That's the 50 days of Esfatim Lachem Chamishim. And when you come to 33, which is when you're 53, so it's already Avar, more than Yimei Shmuel, Shmuel was Nifter at 52, that's already a Shlav, and that's Lag Boimer, he says. The Chassam Soifa makes the Cheshbin that Lag Boimer is Yud Ches Iyar, the Chassam Soifa makes the Cheshbin that was the day that the Mon started falling, because they had them on for another month, from Tezvav Nisan to Tezvav Iyar. And then, there was a Safu, B'mon Shebeklayim, Shloishu Yomim, and the Yeridat Hamon, which Avada we understand, the Mon was the Gevitz Shefa Ruchni, that was making them for Kabbalah Satoira, started on Yud Ches Iyar, and that's why there's a Shlav on Yud Ches Iyar, Lag Boimer, that's when that's Mesamel on that day. There's a machlokes whenever we say Sefiras HaOmer, if we're supposed to say Bo Omer or Lo Omer. And it's interesting, the Olam calls this Lag Bo Omer. Efshe Das Zaraya, as the Nusach Hanochoin is Bo Omer. Or the Efshe Pungfakert. We don't want people to be Yoitze before Shkia that they're going to saying they're going to be talking about Lad Ba'omer is Medafka. We go when we say, meaning it's a right, it really is supposed to say La'omer, and Dafka you go and say Ba'omer to not be Yosef. But that's a little pool because Bukhari is Yosef both ways. So there's two, there's Bechlal Shaila if you're Yosef by saying Lag. It's a big tumble in the Paiskin if you have to say out a number, Shloishim Vishalosh, or it's enough to say Oisi Yosef, Lag, or Alice, or Memtet, just to say the Oisi Yosef, Bechlal. There's another reason why after we say Ba'omer, the Ramah, whose Yar site is on Yudches Iyar, on Lag Ba'omer, his minute was to say Ba'omer, Chosh after Yar site, they should say the Nusach, like the Nusach of the Ramah. Now we know that the Yemei Asvira have a parallel to the Sheva Svirois. We say that the Siddur of the Yerusha is connected Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hoid, Yesoid, Malchus, and it's 7 times 7. And Lag Ba'omer is Hoid Sheva Hoid, which the farm explained. It's really the Din Sheva Din. It's the Shpitz Lo Madreg, and that Gupa from there comes the Yeshua, Mikoyach, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. That's how they explain. Now there's a minute not to say Tachnon. A ganza shavua from hoy. The ganza vok from hoy, they don't say tatma. Ich verstehe nicht, dass ich viel in die Unionen von der Sheva Sphiris. Ich euch verstehe nicht, dass ich viel in die Unionen von nicht so in Tatman. Aber ich habe ha'ara, why only the week of hoy, when hoy is the last name, right? There's always, it's chesed, sheva hoy, it's hoy, sheva chesed. Why only the shavua of hoy, we don't say tatman. On Hoyd Sheva Gevura, or in Hoyd Sheva Teferis, is Zofiyah Tachman. Only when Hoyd is the last name, we don't say Tachman. Not in the when Hoyd is the first name. Oh, but Tzorach Ein and then. But it's interesting, the Shavu of Hoyd starts on Yudalit Iyar, which Yudalit Iyar is Pesach Sheni. And Pesach Sheni Gevis, we don't say Tachman, that's the Halach in Shulchan Aruch. It's brought down in the Zohar that the week of Pesach Sheni, Be'emes Azoyni Pesach Rishon, the 7 days there was supposed to be a Yom Tif. Also by Pesach Sheni, Be'etzem, there's an Indian that is supposed to be a Yontif for 7 days. And it's interesting that the week of Hoy is pumped those 7 days. It's the 7 days that's Nimshach from Yudalit Iyar, which is Pesach Sheni, that's Mamshich until that 7 days. So it's interesting that actually that's the reason of not saying the Tachman. Now, Lag Ba'omer is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, in Simin Tafsadi Gimel, Halach and Shulchan Aruch, Marvin by Ktsas Simcha, the Ein Oimrim by Tachnun. That was brought down in Shulchan Aruch in Simon Tafsad Gimel. It's also brought down, it's very interesting, in Hilchas Shchoidish, the Torah brings down a remez that the days of Pesach, every day of Pesach is Meramez to a different day of the year that it comes out the same day of the week. Famous Cheshbon of Atbash, the Torah brings that Aleph, the first day of Pesach, is Tov, is Tisha B'Av. The second day of Pesach, the day of the week that it comes out, is always Shin, is always the same as Shavuos. Gimel, no, this is not a Torah, this is the Vujman. The Gimel is Reish, is Rosh Hashanah. Vav is Pei, is Purim. But the Torah brings also the previous Purim, that the previous Purim is Meshach Shachin to the sixth day of Pesach. But he brings down that the Remez Plag, that Purim, and also the sixth day of Pesach, is also the same day of the week that Lag Ba'omer will come out. Plag. Purim, the sixth day of Pesach, which is the Vav Pei, and Lag, and he brings, the Torah brings, the Remez Plag. I heard a different Remez to the Indian. We know by Purim is from Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, Tes Vav of Adar. And the Gemara has a Havmin, and maybe also Tes Zayin and Yud Zayin. That's the Gemara of Lo Yavar. You don't have it on Tez Zayin and Yud Zayin. Tez Zayin and Yud Zayin. Yud Ches Iyar. Yes. That's the Meshach Shaychi that Lag Ba'omer is to Purim. And Echad Yizen in Sfarim was read in Asach to Midaf Ma'ayin Zayin in what's the Shaychis between the sixth day of Pesach with Purim with Lag Ba'omer. But it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch again. Vashtein Shulchan Aruch is Marvin by Tzach Simcha Ve'ein Oimer by Tachman. The Mogen Avram up in Art over there in Tafsadi Gimel brings from the Arizal, that there was a certain Godol that every day would say Nachem. Against Yor, not just on Tisha B'Av, Al Sukhur Ben Avel. He said Nachem against Yor. He also said Nachem on Lag Boimer, and he was Nenash. And that's all the Morgan Avram brings Biktsor from the Kitvei Arizal. But in the new Shulchan Aruch, they have Teres Kain, and they bring on the side the whole story that he brings from a certain person, Avraham Alevi, that this person was used to say Tachna, used to say Nachem every single day, and he was by Niron on Lag Boimer, and he said Nachem, and the Arizal told him that he's saying Nachem on Hilula de Rashbi, Yoim Simchas, they say it's Yoim Shemes Rashbi, they say, some say it's a mistake in the gears, it's Yoim Simchas Rashbi, not Yoim Shemes, and the Ches missing. It's Yoim Simchas Rashbi, which is really Hagamach, but it's Mufurish in the Zohar that on the day that he died, he gave over the whole Idra Zuta, which was a big Simcha that he was mefarsing to seven Talmidim, the Idra Zuta. So the Yoim Shemes by is Yoim Simchas, and on Yoim Simchas, you're saying Nachem, so Kumta Yilina Nechama, and one of his Bechor, his Bnoi Bechor was Nifta. This is brought down in the Morgan Avram in Shulchan Aruch B'Ktzora the Ma'isa, and it says more over there. That's the first thing. That it's a great Torah. The Shem Yishmuel brings down Yaakov ran away from Lavan, and then he meets up with him, and they make a gal. And it says in the pasuk, Eid Hagal Hazeh, the gal. So he says the gal is Lag Va'omer. Yaakov running away from Lavan is really similar, parallel Ma'isa of a similar Lavan to Klal Yisrael as they're leaving the time, and they want to go towards Matan Torah, and there was a certain shlav when they finally separate themselves totally from the Lavan, and that is by Eid Hagal Hazeh. Lag Va'omer is the time when it's a new, we go into a new gear as we're getting closer to Shavuos. In the Svarim state, Oichet, that Sfirus HaOmer is broken up into two sections, Lev Toiv. Lev is the first 32 days, and Toiv is the last 17 days. Lev Toiv, Lag Va'omer, is a turning point where Yaakov Tresach Mit Lavan separates himself totally, and there's an Eid Hagal Hazeh as we move on closer to Matan Torah. Yeah, a little bit, Halacha L'maisa, this year Lag Va'omer is on Moshe Shabbos, and it's brought down in the Poskim, we're not Taskening here, but we're just reading Dorch to Inyan, that it's brought down that if you're allowed to be Mestaper, you're allowed to take a haircut already on Lag Va'omer on Sunday, so Shelo Yehei Kavod Shabbos less than Lag Va'omer, you're already Mutter on Friday to take a haircut Al Kavod Shabbos. Now Avada, the word is Kavod Shabbos, I heard B'Shem Rav Chaim Kanievsky that Avada Achalake, Upshare, and Avada you have to do on Sunday. There's no Heter to do it on Friday. You're not doing it for Kavod Shabbos. You're making a Chalake. You're doing a Chalake, middle of Sfiras HaOmer. It's not Kavod Shabbos. It's only on Kavod Shabbos you're allowed to be Mestaper on Friday. The Poskim can have a Shaila if you're allowed to be Mestaper on Moitz Shabbos. That says, maybe if you assume, like the Hanocha, that the Heter of his Poyrus on Lag Va'omer and music, L'chaira, is only in the morning, Naniach Hazoi, so L'chaira at night Lag Va'omer is not a Heter, but here there's a Shaila. You already had a heter on Friday, so it's chayzer v'misoyer the iser on Moitz Shabbos. Yesh lepaltel on Shabbos alein. If it's chilul Shabbos also, but there's also the iser tispoyrus of Omer. Certainly, like Omer's not doing that. But the shaila is if it's chayzer v'misoyer on Moitz Shabbos, or no, if there was already the heter from Friday, the heter is mamshich. So some want to bring a raya that the heter is already muchlat because you're allowed to also have a chasna on Friday, after Shaloyei Kavod Shabbos. The Shaila is, would that affect the Moitzah Shabbos? Now, we don't pass it like this, but an interesting idea from Rav Shloime Kluger in the Chokmah Shlomim, in Hagoyis and Shulchan Aruch, up and out over here, it's brought down in the Ramah that when Lag Boemer is Chal on Yom Rishoy, so no idea that you could already be Mestaper on Friday. So the Chokmah Shlomim brings, the Rav Shloime Kluger, there's two other cases when you have this. Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and Rosh Chodesh Sivan. He goes with the Hanukkah that on Rosh Chodesh also there's a heter of the spirit. Klaus of Shloime Kluger, if when Rosh Chodesh is Chal on Shabbos, on Sunday, when Rosh Chodesh Iyar, or when Rosh Chodesh Sivan is Chal on a Sunday, Klaus there, do you also have that heter? That if you already have the heter on Sunday, you should get the heter for Friday. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that if you have the heter on Friday, if you have the heter from Sunday of Lag Va'omer, it goes also on Friday. We could have it on Moitzah Shabbos. Friday is the halacha and Shulchan Aruch. K'moiken Klaus of Shlomo Kluger. What about when Rosh Chodesh, which is also mutter, if Rosh Chodesh Iyar or Sivan is a Sunday, is it matter on Friday? Zok there no, and he explains. It's very interesting. Comes out of Chiddush Ladina. He says Rosh Chodesh Sivan is a Sunday. After Rosh Chodesh Sivan, it's anyways mutter. Tespoiris from Rosh Chodesh Sivan till the end. So if you miss out on Sunday, what are you worried about? Kavod Shabbos. You can do it on Sunday. And even if you miss Sunday, as they say, you miss it on Sunday, you're going to stay by Velas. Already chaper on Friday. Otherwise, Kavod Shabbos is left. But by Rosh Chodesh Sivan, you miss it on Sunday. You'll do it Monday. You're not going to miss anything. There's no reason to rush it on Friday. Well, you shouldn't have Friday Avelis. The Friday before you had Avelis. The only problem is because it's Osir. And he says, I Rosh Chodesh Iyar, it's going to be Osir. He says, Rosh Chodesh Iyar, it's Bechlal not so posh as the Heter to do this Spiris. And Rosh Chodesh Iyar. I was like, die one with Rosh Chodesh Alein and not to Friday. So two different reasons. Rosh Chodesh Iyar, he says, is a Shemach Heter Bechlal. So it doesn't schlep to Friday before. Rosh Chodesh Sivan doesn't schlep to Friday because you can anyway do it behemshech. State in this Reflame Kliger, I come out, Chodesh Ladina. Anyone who's Noyig Lag Bo'emer, to Lag Bo'emer, and then he's Matir, doesn't have the Heter. This Reflame Kliger is going with Hanocha, that the whole Heter on Lag Bo'emer, why we schlep to Friday, is because if you're going to miss on Lag Bo'emer itself, and then afterwards it's Chodesh Vene'er, the Isser, it's going to come out less than Shabbat. We're Noyig. A lot of people are annoyed that this Isra is only to Lag Boimer. Their mom just buys their beheter and still annoyed the Ramah that it's Mutter on Friday. That's not like the Cheshbon of the Chokh Mishlem.